Yes, my name is Steve Miggs. I am here with the Reverend Fuego.
Hello. Oh.
Right? You okay over there?
Right.
And Glenn Cannon.
Ah. What's going amazing? On?
I should stop getting distracted by computers. Computers distract me, boys.
It's true.
So I'm like running on fumes right now from pain in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day I went to the WWE in Everett. Because, you know, Everett and Puyallup, right next door to each other.
I saw some photos of some smoking hot chick in camouflage pants.
Carmella.
I'm just scrolling along. Stop. That's relevant to my interests. And then I do the, you know, I hit the thing, and then you thumb and forefinger enlarge. And
excuse me?
Yeah, I was using my thumb and forefinger.
Definitely to enlarge.
And, yeah, my brain went, Steve must be at some wrestling thing. And that was all the data I gleaned from it, but I pretty much was just like, and there were pictures of grown men as well. I went past them and just, there were one or two shots of Carmella, who's the waistband of her underwear said something like...
Fabulous.
That,
she's got the best, one of the best ring entrance songs. It's called Fabulous, of course, so here.
Yeah, she was fancy.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
U-S.
Because she's... the queen of, or the princess of Staten Island. And she's fabulous.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S-S. Diamonds on.
How do you spell fabulous?
I don't know.
Two S's at the end. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
F-A-B-A-U-L-O-U-S-S.
Fabulous. Oh, yeah, Capiche.
I'm not really feeling the theme song, but I knew that you were at a wrestling event because I saw her.
I should find you the newest, the new hot, the new intro song that's like getting everyone talking.
I'm picturing Steve interviewing her backstage with just a visible chub. You know, like someone's got a series of golf balls smuggled down the front of his drawers. Like, hey, so I'm the thief from the...
Well, I got to meet her escort. I don't know, her valet.
Well, there you go.
James Ellsworth. How about this for a hookup? So James Ellsworth is kind of like a character in the WWE. He doesn't wrestle much. Originally, he was brought on just as enhancement talent, jobbers, as Rev would remember.
Job squad.
Might be a future there for me.
Yeah, you just get, you're basically there to make the other wrestlers look good. And so they brought...
that's not what I thought. No, talent enhancer.
Yeah.
I just heard him say he doesn't have to wrestle much. I was like, oh.
Oh, no, you get your ass kicked at first. Like,
the time. I just figured I'd mouth off and drink champagne or something.
That's,
you know,
more of a manager. You'd be a good manager.
All right.
But so James was brought on really just as a local talent, whatever town they were in, I think Maryland, and they needed someone for their big guy, Braun Strowman, to beat the crap out of. There's no ever plans to sign this guy or anything like that, but he's got like a weird look to him where he doesn't have much of a chin and he just kind of looks a little different. And I think Vince McMahon thought that was funny. And then the fans fully embraced the guy, like, because they were just like, he's different. We want Ellsworth. And people started chanting. So they're like,
Ellsworth,
we got to bring this guy back. So they brought him back for a minute. Place went nuts. Again, he's just a guy that was meant to make another guy look good. But the fans were so, like, excited about this guy.
Oh, that's great,
because he's so different.
Man. It's a hit in the lottery.
Yeah. So they signed him. He's got a contract. And now he's a full-on WWE superstar. But he's mostly just Carmella's valet. But so
Which doesn't sound all bad.
No, at all. When we went to WrestleMania, the Radio Row, and interviewed all the WWE superstars, hands down, the most beautiful of all the female.
Carmella was?
Carmella and Renee Young were just smoke shows in person.
Huh?
Renee Young, yeah, look her up. She's beautiful as well.
Ellsworth looks so goofy.
Show Glenn.
He looks really familiar, though. He looks like a guy that I would know that would go to.
See the dude on the right or the dude on the left?
The little guy.
The little guy.
The little shirtless dude.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing good for himself. So,
what'd you say? What was her name?
Renee Young.
Renee Young.
She's also F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
For all our listeners out there, while I just fiddle around on my phone.
Oh, they're probably doing it as well. Or fiddling on something.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, she's hot, man.
Yeah. So James Ellsworth, how about this, though?
Gracious.
James Ellsworth is a huge fan of The Offspring, so much so that he's got a tattoo of The Offspring logo on his arm. So, you know, we're cleaning out our station. We're moving to another.
Is he just a sucker with no self-esteem?
Yeah, he is. But you know what? I got to give him credit. He is pretty fly for a white guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Okay.
Then.
Give it to me, baby. Uno, dos, tres. Cinco, cinco, seis.
Cuatro.
Whatever.
Steve's all uno, dos, tres. Whatever. Spanish for four, Spanish for
remember
four.
Remember that part where I said I'm running on fumes?
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Having a hard enough time spelling fabulous, Rev.
I know, I noticed.
Thank you. So I sent him a tweet because we were getting rid of a bunch of these gold records that are in the hallways, and one of them was the Offspring one, Conspiracy of One. I'm like, hey, man, would you like this? Never thought he would reply, or maybe he would just like it or whatever. Instantly follows me, instantly messages me, and retweets it saying, hell yes, I want it. So then we started talking behind, you know, on direct message. So I'm like, hey, man, I have a buddy that works at the WWE. I can mail it to him if you want. And I wasn't going to ask for his address. I'm like, that would be kind of weird. What's your address, James?
Which window is your bedroom window, James?
Yes, let me know when you're sleeping.
I hope it's the one
it
I'm looking through right
Don't
now.
Don't worry. I won't let the moonlight shine off the blade of the knife. I wouldn't want to disturb you.
You could just call me your tooth fairy.
Oh, jeez.
So... And I was like, or if you're coming to Everett, I'll bring it to Everett. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm coming there. Let's just meet up.
Nice.
Great. Bring it to him. Meet up. It's very interesting. I've never been that early to a WWE event because he was getting there around 3, and I was meeting up with some people for an early dinner anyway. So I went. He says, just meet me where all the cars pull in to park for at the Everett Arena.
Okay, yeah.
Well, there's already a crap ton of people, fans, just hoping to get an autograph or catch a glimpse of their favorite WWE superstars in the hot, hot heat.
Yeah.
Like, I give these people credit. Like, your fandom is exceeding mine tenfold, because I would not. It's too hot. Like,
yeah.
F that. I don't care if it's freaking The Rock and Hulk Hogan coming in, and I know when they're coming. I'm going somewhere where there's air conditioning.
Was it Scotty too hot?
Yes. Tea? Rev.
Sorry. It's a wrestling joke.
Don't right over Glenn's head.
Don't worry about it.
Right, right over my head.
The three wrestling fans will get it. Don't worry.
All right. Moving on. So I meet up with him. I give it to him. And he's like, hey, do you need tickets? And I'm like, well, I have a pair, but I have a buddy that doesn't. And he's like, well, just give me your name. He's like, just, you know, direct message me your name, your birth given name and all that. And I'll put it on guest list and all that. I'm like, great. So I do that. Get there. Pick up the tickets. Front row. Dead center.
Nice. And so your buddy suddenly has your old tickets.
No, fortunately, my buddy was flying solo, and I felt bad because I'm like, well, you're going to have to sit by yourself with whatever tickets I get. James didn't just leave us a pair. He left us three tickets, and there were three of us.
Nice.
So I gave the other two tickets to a buddy who was also there that was sitting up higher. I'm like, here's a pair so you can sit on the floor. You just won't be right in front like us. Sorry. Sucks for you.
Yeah.
But so that was awesome. But it was like all because of a stupid tweet. So
yeah.
I'm like, hey man, blah 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 blah.
Well, you got Colt Cabana with a pastrami sandwich.
I did.
Like, congratulations.
I scored an interview with one of the biggest indie wrestling guys. He's got a huge podcast, and I've always wanted to interview him, and I wanted to interview him for my wrestling podcast, which is called Migs versus the World of Wrestling. I figured that would be. I decided to do it so that we could have less wrestling guests on this podcast, because this isn't really a wrestling podcast anymore. Let's just accept it, even though we're talking about wrestling right now.
And it's our quota.
Sorry, man.
No, even before you, it was like barely being. And I was like,
that was the joke.
I felt
was
like
it fading prior to my arrival.
Like 4 years ago, it faded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Right, right.
So I've always still wanted to interview him. And he was in town. And I'm like, well, he's a tough guy to get. I've tried before. He doesn't always respond. So I'm like, I'm going to get weird with him. I said, hey, man, if you do the interview with me, I'll buy you a pastrami sandwich at the awesome market house across the street from our radio station. And that worked.
He's like, dude, I'm down.
He shows up. He goes, look, I'm a wrestler, but I'm a Jew first. A free lunch is a free lunch.
Make me up a sandwich.
So we went after the interview, had a great sandwich. And that was like a twofer for me. I got to interview one of the guys who I completely respect. And then I had lunch with him.
And those sandwiches are so legit. So when you brought him over to that, it's just like, welcome to Seattle. Here's some meat. Like, here's a good sandwich. Well, that sounded weird.
Welcome to Seattle.
That's how I greet people as well.
Some meat.
Here's some meat. Moved here? Let me show you something. You like that? It changes shape and size.
Quick mention, since we're talking about wrestling, this Thursday over at the Tacoma's Temple Theater, it's an all-ages wrestling event. I'm going to be hosting Defy Wrestling. Gigantic.
Nice.
Go to defywrestling.com to buy tickets. Cody Rhodes is going to be there. Joey Ryan, the man who has the penis plex.
That's right.
I say that
King
just
and Dong style, right?
He's the guy who flips people over with his penis.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know him.
As one does.
I just love Glenn's ladies. Okay, sure, yeah.
Have you not ever seen that?
No, I really
haven't.
I've tried it a couple times, but it mostly resulted in me squealing like a pig.
He has perfected it, sir.
Because there are women out there that don't understand that an erect penis can crack just like a knuckle.
No, yeah. I've heard the horror stories.
Dude, when you go for the long throw and then your throw is a little too long, you pull out.
Like the ID network.
Stab between the two entrances and that baby pops like a knuckle. And
ER nightmares when they're showing the recreations
of
that.
You can break it somehow, which I don't understand because it's a series of blood vessels, but I've heard about the whole I broke my D. I've had that.
That's the most terrifying. I don't want my crotch to make those noises. God. Oh, here we go. We got one. Joey Ryan flips a little person with his penis.
Without ever cracking.
Oh, no.
You see, he flexes as the man is holding his dong.
Why's that guy holding his dong?
Because he has powerful penis powers. That is like a magnet that brings that man's hand.
He just flipped him with his
powerful penis powers.
I mean, that's the best way to describe it. I mean, it works.
You know what, PPP?
Yeah, you know what I mean. How do you stop this? How do you stop this?
How do you make it stop?
You can't make dong style stop, bro. No.
He's into a whole page now.
Dong style don't stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. YouTube just asked him if he was at least 18. It's just nothing but dong now.
This one's great. Joey Ryan gets his penis bitten by Shanna.
Oh, who's that chick?
During an intergender pro wrestling match.
Wow.
Shanna. Oh, she's biting his penis.
Yeah. I think I would let her, as long as she didn't bite too hard.
In the area if she's hungry.
There's some good color commentary there.
At this point, I'm completely distracted because you've got a girl in like skin tight, shiny chrome shorts and a bikini top jumping around.
Yeah,
that's wrestling.
And I'm not seeing anything else.
Wrestling.
Like the king of what style? What's going on there?
King of dong style.
I love it.
He even wrestled his wife once in an intergender match.
I bet he did. Do they have children?
He proposed to her.
Did they come out hideously misshapen?
Just a slight bend.
He actually proposed, while in the middle of the match, he gets down on a knee. She didn't know this, proposes to her while the match is going on. She's like, gets all caught up in the emotion, starts crying.
And then he suplexes her.
He rolls her up and pins her and wins the match.
That's so genius. That's so funny.
The guy is a freaking. Brilliant. So he's going to be there on Thursday night. So if you want to get tickets and information, Tacoma's Temple Theater, all ages. Rev, you should come out to that, man.
That's my area. I got to do that, man.
It'll be a little bit of a late night, but you know, you can leave early.
And it's a Thursday that leads into a Friday.
Yes.
I mean, the show on Friday, we're fine.
Well, let me know if you want to go.
You can sleepwalk
through the show Friday, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I slept through the show this morning. I'm working on 2 hours of sleep right now.
Was BJ Cross? Hey, how'd BJ do out of Pain in the Grass this year?
He was high on pain meds, and he did great.
He did fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
Did he wear a hat, and if so, did he curve the bill?
He had a hat that had an already curved bill to it.
The UKSW hat.
Yeah.
That's helpful. So. Cool. Good. I'm looking out for people I care about. That's all, man.
So nice of you. So you know how we always are geeking out about the song Glorious, of course.
Yes.
That has become that is the greatest wrestling theme song of all time.
Well, that episode has reached a status of urban legend. Like I was at a wedding. I was at Kyle Gibney's wedding Saturday, which was great, man. And
I'm so bummed they missed it.
People I hadn't met brought up the Migscast, and then they were like, oh, if you want to find an episode called Glorious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, even that episode has reached... The Glorious set. Apparently, a lot of the humor from what I overheard being shared was at the time you were still cueing all the sound effects, and Steve kept setting you up to cue it.
Oh, that's right.
And you would miss the cue.
Yeah.
People, like random folks, were like, oh, you should have heard it. And Rev kept missing the cue, and he'd be like, damn it. You know? And
I'm
standing there, like,
now.
Just kind of sipping my lemonade, like, oh, this is great.
This is why Steve now has his laptop over here.
Just took control away.
Which is for the better the trust? Or worse.
Where's the trust?
There's no
man.
Trust. There's no trust, man.
Where's the respect?
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that amazing?
Glorious. Isn't that glorious?
Isn't that amazing? So, we got a new WWE theme song that could be right there with Glorious.
Uh-oh.
They have a new couple, a power couple, Mike and Maria Kanellis. You might remember Maria Kanellis. She was in the WWE for a minute. Well, now she's got her husband in the WWE with her. They just showed up, and this is their theme song. It's called True Love, and I think this song will be used at weddings in the future.
Kidding, are they?
This is dorky.
They just shoot for cheddar.
Like,
it's like, what's your goal? Yeah. I want it to be as cheddar as possible. Yeah, picture like a wheel of cheese, but an electric guitar is made out of it.
A wheel of cheese floating down a Velveeta stream.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good. With cheese streamers and satellites.
Like, seriously, like, Bret Michaels should be, like, coming out to Rock of Love Part 7.
He's weeping
this.
Somewhere because he didn't write this.
Ugh. Oh, Jesus. This is worse. It gets worse.
Yeah, it does.
Do they come out in, like, leather print spandex together?
They haven't yet.
They really should.
I think I'd probably want to see her in that outfit. Oh, if I saw him, I'd be really upset.
She is so hot.
Is she hot?
Oh, my God.
What's her name?
Maria Kanellis.
Carrie Clitoris. What was her name?
Maria Cunnilingus. Excuse me?
I think Rev has to beat that, doesn't he?
No. Move on.
Kanellis?
K-A-N-E-L-L-I-S. F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
Oh, yeah, she's a total smoke show. She's really hot.
Speaking of cheesiest wrestling theme songs.
Oh, man.
Have you ever heard Shawn Michaels' theme song?
No.
Long time ago.
I know you have.
Why are we doing this?
But no, I'm trying to remember it, and I can't.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh, geez.
Maria Kanellis.
Glenn, oh, yeah, there we go.
Glenn, you need to listen to the lyrics.
I know I'm sexy. I've got the look. Wild. I've got the mood.
He's not singing this himself, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I wish you guys... I actually wrote this, and I don't appreciate the fact that you're making fun of it.
Glenn could be a heartbreak kid.
Boy. I'm not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
I'm just a sexy boy.
He's a sexy boy.
He's a sexy boy.
We've lost Glenn. He's in a...
We've lost 70% of our listeners at this point. They're already scrolling back to legacy episodes.
I love that Glenn is just like, I'll listen to this, but I'm just going to look at wrestling chicks on my Google. Yeah, I'm on Google Image.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
I forget.
Postage stamps used as bikinis.
Well, anyways, yeah, wrestling was fun. Running on fumes because I went to wrestling class last night and got a little too caught up in things. And stayed late.
Did you kick anyone in the chest or
drop a leg on someone's face?
I did drop a leg.
Did you break anyone's nose?
I dropped an elbow. I even body slammed somebody last
night. Learning the body slam.
You did it right. You didn't hurt anyone.
No, didn't hurt a single soul.
My man.
Didn't hurt I kind of hurt my shoulder a little bit just because I was getting a little too aggressive in my roles.
Uh-huh.
But
it's okay to be an old guy.
Bro, I didn't leave until like midnight.
Dude!
Oh, yeah.
Because what happens is we go from 8 to 10, we got coach, right?
So wait, you left at midnight and you got up for work at what, 3?
I slept in today to 3:10.
You pulled a Glenn.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You absolutely pulled a Glenn.
Yeah, I got home, took a shower because I was a sweaty mess.
Imagine if every day felt like today. Imagine if every day of your life felt like today.
Well, pretty much that is every day for me now.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I love it.
Haven't you been paying attention to what I go through?
I learned it by watching you.
The best part is you guys are saying that I'm looking at each of you, and both of you guys have eyes as big as slivers. You both are squinting at each other. Like, there are bags under both of your eyes.
I'm already thinking about slipping out to refill from the HAL 9000 coffee machine. Yeah,
grab me one, too.
I will, man. I will. I don't want to disrupt the program, but, you know.
Dude, it's fun, though, man. It's funny because I knew going in, they were like, okay, next time we come to class, I'm going to teach you guys how to do a body slam. I'm like, oh, I wasn't really ready for that.
So is a body slam just where you jump on someone that's laying on the ground?
No, it's when you pick somebody up and you hoist them over, the legs are up in the air and you're holding
them. So that's
when
you do the thing where they're basically doing a handstand off of your shoulder.
No, that's a suplex.
Man, I want to learn to do that.
That's eventually going to happen.
I learned how to do that when I was a kid.
I would let you suplex me, dude.
Well, I wouldn't let you.
You get me up in the air?
I wouldn't let you let me.
Oh, dude, I would. I'd be okay.
I could body slam you.
I'm tough, man.
I got no problem body slamming you now.
Dude, even if you hurt me, I don't think you'd hurt me bad, and it would be worth it just...
Why don't I first...
What'd you do yesterday? Dude, Steve threw me on the ground.
Why don't I learn how to do the suplex first before I do the suplex to you?
Well, they'd probably just curse me out because, dude, straighten your legs. Dude, straighten your legs. I'd be on top of Steve, like,
flailing.
Yeah, just flailing, you know.
Well, part of it is you'd have to learn, too, because that's the fun part about the body slam. Because while I'm driving in, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't think I've ever really lifted a human being over my head and slammed them down. I was terrified about the idea of hurting somebody.
Yeah.
And so you get there, I'm having a panic attack because I'm like, I don't want to break somebody's neck. This is going to be weird.
Steve's all wigged out. And
right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't mind if you hurt me. I don't want to hurt somebody else. Well, then I realized rather quickly, it's all about, it's a dance. Obviously, wrestling is a dance. So I'm using their body, their energy from their own body. Like they're partially planting their arm on my hip and they're swinging their own legs up into my neck. Which sounds dirty.
Oh, that's why you don't want to do it with me. He knows I'd whip my legs around and snap his neck. And
Well, I know you. You try to get your crotch in my nose.
They call him Steve the Power Chair Miggs, you know. His signature move is the rollout.
Hey, guys. Don't have legs anymore.
Sorry, man.
So anyways, so I grab a guy. Guy was weighs about my weight. And it was like as if I was just picking up a sack of potatoes. Like nothing. It was heavy, but it wasn't like unbearably heavy. It was so cool. It was such I was just like on cloud nine. I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to keep body slamming people.
So you did until midnight.
Then we have some pretend matches. And, you know, when coach leaves, we get a little weird. We decide to have
matches.
How many
nights a week are you going to class?
Twice. So I go I go Monday nights and Wednesday nights.
So you really have blend yourself because now you have wrestling class, and then you still have hockey.
Right now I'm on a break from hockey.
Okay. Seasonal? Hockey's a seasonal thing?
Yes. Okay. I still play in the afternoons. I just don't play at night.
All right.
So I don't have to worry about hockey.
And then
right
I remember
now.
You were taking the, it was the Taekwondo Bust a Fool Up or something with the one-inch punch. Steve is going to learn how to like just cripple someone with his point of view.
Bruce Lee stuff. Yeah. Learning. Yeah. That I'm not doing right now. That once they get the school going, I'm probably going to do that in the afternoon.
Oh, so you see, he's got it figured out. This is what I'm not doing.
Time management.
Adding
is
more
your
activities.
Friend.
Steve deletes an activity when he adds an activity.
Oh, dude, that's 100% what I do. In order for me to do this, I can't play hockey at night.
Oh, we went and saw Upwell. I think that was Saturday night. And Tony and I were talking with Michelle. And in talking with Michelle, I was mentioning, you know, what I had going on, and Tawny did not realize until that moment that Bruiser Brody was a thing. So literally in front of Michelle, she's like,
"You have another band?"
Yeah, literally, straight up. She's like, "Wait, what?
Oops,
you have another band?" I'm like,
"Is she not listening to the podcast?"
Ah, she's been busy.
Okay,
and I'm like,
"Not listen."
Well, yeah, right. It happened right then, and she literally was like the Glenn, and I'm like, "No, you don't understand. It's gonna be as low maintenance as the Blues Trio, and blah blah blah." Yeah, you know, but
it's still like another night.
You have added an activity, you know, and you're not
deleting anything.
Well,
man.
I want to delete the day job so that way I can have.
Doesn't everybody
just my activity? You know, yeah. What do you do? What I want.
That's right,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm playing scratchers right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. It's exciting times. Bruiser Brody now has 5 songs.
Wow.
Well, because Glenn wrote 5 songs.
Oh, congratulations, Glenn.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Carrying that.
But there are drums on a couple of them.
Yes, it's been cool, man, because literally I whipped up the demos. They were just, you know, concepts and sent them out. And like the first day, like within a half an hour, Steve sent me an email back with a drum track flown in.
Anything that could possibly be a wrestler entrance music?
I don't know if they're cheddar enough, man, but I could work on that.
We got to make them cheesier, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Do we dare play a little bit of a...
Oh, God, please.
I wouldn't. They're too rough.
Can we give them a taste?
Just a taste.
All right.
Just a tip.
Wait, right. What? I was hoping for a taste there.
Hold on. Let's see if I can get it to play.
I don't think this is a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks, Rev.
No problem.
Hey, Glenn, see that bus? Come here.
Mm-hmm.
Take a minute, take a day. It doesn't matter anyway.
That's me singing.
This
I can
is
tell.
What you think you need. Work until your fingers bleed. Looking out with hollow eyes.
Those are electronic drums.
Make it hard to see
that are in my closet.
This is us exchanging demos.
Yeah, we're just emailing each other.
For all the things you can't control. Hey,
that sounds fun.
It's just killer ass-kicking rock and roll.
I mean, with a name like Bruiser Brody, that's really what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your taste.
Fun.
That's going to be our first
single. That wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, not, you know, not, but just the quality of what you're hearing. I mean, that's me all tracking my concepts direct. And if you heard it start, there's literally a click track going the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Peck, peck, peck. And then Steve's like, dude, what do you think of this? Like 20 minutes later, and I called him. I was like, okay, I can't wipe the smile off my face.
Inspiration begins inspiration.
This is so cool.
I need to find more time to work on the other ones because I'm just so geeked out about it. But like, I listen to them. I'll just drive around, and I'll listen on my Dropbox where I have all the songs and just drive around. And I'd be like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. But it's like, but you know, I'm so limited with an electronic drum set because electronic drums do not sound nearly as awesome as acoustic drums. So it's like trying to like... Like, okay, is this going to work, or is it just sound like ass because the electronic drums? I don't know yet.
But that's what I call it, a scratch pad.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the final work. This is the scratch pad.
But there you go. That's the first taste of our first single.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool, man.
Oh, I'm so pumped, man. I still, every time I screw around with this stuff, I'm, like, glowing at home. And
oh,
like,
yeah, cool, man.
And I play it for my wife. Here, always a good test is, A, my wife suffers no fools with
music.
Did
she just frown and tap her foot? Or?
She said, you know, everything sounds good except for the drums. No, she was, at a random point while
did she say that, really?
No.
Oh, God, I was like, damn.
On the other song that we're working on, the part that I'm not sure about, there's like a part on the verse that I'm just like not feeling the drums yet because it's like there's no bass yet. So I'm like not exactly sure what I should be doing. And I play it for her and I'm like, yeah, I'm not too sure. She's like, yeah, that part doesn't work. I'm like, okay, cool. At least I'm on the same page.
I got that demo back. I think you're talking about the pre-chorus section right before the chorus.
I think so.
Where it goes, yes.
Oh, it's the verse part. The part where you, during the verse, where I do la 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 la
la la la la la la. See, while you guys are doing that, this is my turn to be the Glenn face and be like, all right, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah, we're off the rails, man. We're off the rails. So that happens when we don't get sleep, Rev.
Yeah, right.
How are things going in the world of the Reverend in Fuego? Did you have fun at Pain in the Grass?
Oh, Pain in the Grass was a ton of fun. I mean, it was super hot, and I made the idiot... it was for fashion, but
you
I brought
wore
my,
a burka?
I wore my top hat. So I wore my kilt, and I wore my black chucks.
Now, were you free-balling under the kilt?
No! Why does everyone ask that?
Because like, that's a proper way to wear it, man.
It is not a proper way when it's like 90 degrees outside.
You got your radio, you put
nuts.
Some powder on there,
swamp
man.
Nuts.
That should have been our you want to powder up medicated gold bond?
No, hard pass on that. I'll just wear underpants, and I'll be fine.
Why don't we name our band Swamp Nuts?
It's going to be a radio friendly unit shifter
did
down there.
Did not need the chub rub going on with any of that.
Chub rub, my man. Okay, so
I wore the kilt, wore my Welcome to Seattle white only shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, which they got totally geeked out about because
I am framing mine. I got a bunch of the t-shirt frames from when you guys took them all down.
Oh, yeah.
I think I scored about 8 or 9 of them.
Nice.
And I've already gone through all my t-shirts. Like I have
I need to do that.
The Metallica Guns N' Roses Use Your Illusion Tour kickoff night. I have that
good
tour
call.
T-shirt.
Yeah, you should frame that.
Framing that.
I have a KISW shirt from here. It was in the closet signed by Ozzy.
Oh, yeah.
It was
see,
just
you want to frame
it was like,
that, man.
It was like, yeah.
And also, I don't think you weren't wearing the Y and only Welcome to Seattle shirt. You were wearing the Y and only Jack Daniels.
Oh, the Jack Daniels shirt. You're right. It just says down the bottom,
see,
Welcome.
He lied still
to
still a dope shirt, though.
No, yeah, you're right.
I don't have one
I'm
of those yet. I'm
we'll
still,
see. Now I'm
you know, I'm a little butthurt still that I don't have. Because those are really cool, man.
Wyatt, you owe us more dicks and a t-shirt for Glenn.
We're so hard on Wyatt. He's so nice to us.
He's the nicest guy in the world. I love Wyatt, but he owes us dicks and t-shirt from Glenn.
Actually, at this point, we should probably buy him some food.
You know what? Wyatt, you go buy us some dicks, and we'll give you a small percentage of what you paid for those dicks.
Just a kickback there.
Anyway, you were wearing your kilt,
and
decided to hammock up so that,
dicks.
You know.
And then I ended up also making the very tragic mistake of wearing my top hat. Now, it looked great. But the problem is that that thing is basically like a broiler for the top of my
capture,
head.
Yeah.
Oh, and
people are smoking ribs in your hat.
I was like, not even intentionally, but I was so gross about it. Like thinking back on it, because anytime it was so hot, I would wear it for a little bit, and then I'd take it off and I'd just kind of carry it around. But my head would just be just a sheen of just sweat, and I would just wipe my hand off and then just kind of do a flick and just get it all off and just splatter it on the pavement.
Did you like to try and find passing children when you did the sweat
flick? Wasn't even that bad, but it was just there was so much liquid in my hands and perspiration in my hands that I would just flick it and it was like a Pollock painting just across on the
sidewalk. That's unfun hot.
Oh, it
I
was
do not dig
so
that
gnarly.
At all.
like the only good part is there is so much shade in areas at the White River Amphitheater that you could usually find a place to duck behind.
Especially in the backstage barbecue. Yeah. Thank God for that. Otherwise, I think all of us would have been just passed out.
And even after eating the barbecue, there was like a half hour where I just had to sit in the way back and just chill out because I was going to fall asleep.
Oh, man. Yeah. It saps the heat like that. It'll just sap your juice, man. And there's nothing. Yeah.
Dude, there was one point where I saw somebody out on the lawn and he was wasted, right? And I'm like, I'm coming back later. I want to see what's up with this guy. Like, he was a super nice guy, but he was wasted. And even, like, his girlfriend or wife was looking at us like, I'm sorry on behalf of my significant other for being so wasted. I'm like, no, he's fine.
You want to go fool around? Or
yeah, you want to play some tonsil hockey? A little touchy-feely?
He's sleeping. He doesn't need to know.
So I come back, like, maybe 5 hours later.
Oh, God.
Passed out.
Still there.
Oh, I mean, his body is still there.
Was he shirtless?
No.
Oh, because you could have been like, this is where you write Migs was here, the suntan lotion. So when he sobers up, you know, he's like, hey!
Significant other didn't seem as happy because I was about to go, can I take a picture with him? And I wanted to have a picture of me and Ted, like, sitting next to him.
Oh, she wasn't feeling that?
I didn't even bother to ask. Oh, okay. She looked very upset.
He had ruined her day.
Yeah, because now she's sitting at the lawn.
She's got to babysit.
Babysitting pretty much a lifeless body.
Why?
I agree. Just leave him there.
Well, there's a little bit of responsibility. If my wife passed out, I would sit there with her.
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't. You're right.
But that's a woman.
You're right.
I think I remember being in college, and granted, I was on a lot of mushrooms, and I passed out during a Fish concert in Plattsburgh, New York. And my buddies just said, you know, we'll just come back and get him.
But you're not banging your buddies.
Well, you don't know.
You're right. I don't. I'm just making.
We were in a fraternity together, and I'm making
assumptions. So did anything happen?
I thought I was having a dream about being at a Beatles concert. And I woke up, and I'm like, you guys won't believe I had the best dream about being at a Beatles concert. Well, apparently Fish did like a mini set of Beatles songs. Oh. So I enjoyed the set. I just couldn't see it.
So you did fine.
Oh, yeah. I woke up. I just had grass stains all over my body. But that was just because I passed out.
And no Sharpied penises or anything?
No, dude, it was a Fish concert. I don't think anybody was surprised
just
that somebody was passed out.
Dog urine and garbage. You know, yeah. Just right, brush him off solid. And take him home.
Right. I'm sure other people were passed out next to me. They used me as a pillow.
Cuddle puddle.
Yeah, that was a fun time. There was a couple highlights for me at the Pain in the Grass. And it was all the backstage barbecue stuff. One, Fozzy were hilarious.
Oh, God.
We had a great time during our interview with Fozzy. They were just total goofballs. It was a lot of fun. Corey Taylor, as always, brings it. I had an opportunity. It's going to come out this Friday on my wrestling podcast. I interviewed Chris Jericho and Corey Taylor together in a little room, and we did a wrestling podcast, and I put air quotes because we spent more time talking about Mother Love Bone and other random things.
That's so cool, though.
There was a wrestler present, so aerial quotes.
A wrestler and two wrestling fans.
Two wrestlers, Steve. You're in the wrestling business
now,
man.
Yeah, that's right, man. You're in training. You're a Padawan learner.
I'm a professional wrestler.
Grasshopper. Mm-hmm.
They call me Swamp Ass Migs. So,
medicated gold bond, his signature move.
So, like 20 minutes of us just shooting the ass. Then Corey had to leave because he was late for his meet and greet. And then Chris Jericho looks at me and goes, I got 10 more minutes if you want. I'm like, yeah. So then we did a little bit of more nerdy wrestling talk, but it was 30 minutes, surreal experience.
That's so cool.
But then the other highlight was 10 Miles Wide performed backstage.
They did get to play backstage.
Yes.
I wondered if they were going to get to do a set. And I mean, I didn't, obviously those boys had their hands full that day. I just shot them all a real nice text. But even back when they had hooked this up and we were BSing, I'm like, man, honestly, playing the main stage at the time you're going to have to play it, the crowd's going to be so scattered and sparse. It's like crowdiflage. It's going to be really weird. I'm like, but what's killer is the backstage acoustic set. If you guys get to do that, that was the high point of my entire Pain in the Grass experience. Yep. So, I mean, how'd they do? What, would just killer?
You'll love this.
John with an acoustic guitar is a force in and of itself.
Well, it's
anyway.
Funny you bring up his acoustic guitar because there was some issues with the direct line input where we couldn't get the guitar to make sound. And it was getting to the point where, like, we're just standing there with our thumbs up our you-know-where skis, and we're like, crap, we got to figure something out.
Well,
so finally,
where's
I'm like,
Glenn when you need him?
Well, there was a Steve when you needed him. I'm like, you know what? I've got a microphone. My arm will be your microphone stand.
Oh, so you did it like that.
So if you find pictures of it, you'll see, and people probably be wondering, like, why is Steve pointing a microphone at Jaundice's guitar?
Steve was so high, he kept asking the guitar questions.
And it wouldn't
and
answer.
And then was deeply puzzled by its answers.
It was like, why won't you tell me an answer? All you keep saying is, gee. So I'm holding it while they're playing, and then it hits me. My arm starts shaking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got an anal Charlie horse.
There's a name for that kind of workout where you just take a 5-pound weight and hold it out at arm's length.
Yeah, torture.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. So I'm holding it, and I'm holding it. I'm like, oh, crap. So I switched arms, used the other arm as like a prop, and then held it. And then like we could do another song. I'm like, at this point, I'm hoping someone on our staff is tracking down a mic stand.
Yeah.
And I look
around. No, of course they're not. They're all drinking and watching
you. And they're watching you do this, yeah.
It's almost like you were there.
Hey, Steve, you want some ribs?
Here's some chicken. Think you can hold it?
Right. The whole time, I'm like, God dang it. I'm in there. I'm going to be in these pictures and in their videos. Of here's just this random tattooed guy holding a microphone.
Steve, you had it covered. It was all good, man.
Yeah, man. It was great. So I held it for the next song, and thankfully they were. I'm like, I was even like, hey, because the whole time it's surreal because I love the band. Like,
they're great.
Like, yes, they are a local band, but I view them like I view you guys. You guys are bands that I view on the same level as the national big name bands that I listen to and adore and love. I mean, if you look at my Apple Music on the most played, Windowpane and 10 Miles Wide are always in the top, like, 10.
All the talent, none of the income. That's the only difference.
If only I could help with that, but apparently my number of spins is not helping. So it is surreal that the whole time I'm like, I'm the mic stand for the lead singer of a band that I truly love. And I'm like, so that's kind of geeky fun. But I'm also like, I kind of want to just watch them and take pictures of it.
Yeah, you kind of missed the show by saving the show.
Because
I'm
staring at his, hand the whole time to make sure that my microphone doesn't hit his hand. But I'm also trying to keep that microphone close enough because I'm noticing that nobody's putting up the damn volume on it so that it could be loud enough.
They're all watching. No one's mixing.
Everyone's laughing. Everyone's laughing at Steve being tortured. So then they finish their second song. I'm like, hey, by chance, could you do another one? John just goes, no, I need more beer. Did you see him crush that beer before he started singing?
No.
So he's like, I need a beer. So
that explains because Jake, like they all hit me back, like, dude, thanks so much. Love you, Glenn. Thanks for thinking of us. Dude, love you so much. Wish you were here. Jake Carden replied, there's no backstage beer with about 12 exclamation points. That was his reply to, hey, man, I know you guys are busy today, but I want you to know that you're on my mind and in my heart. Knock them dead. I wish you could be there just thinking about you guys.
Glenn, where's
the beer? Jake's like, there's no backstage beer.
Oh, they kept asking for it and people kept bringing them some beers.
Oh, cool.
But right before their first song.
I'm glad that got worked out.
We give John this the beer, and I'm thinking, oh, he's going to have a couple sips before. He just pounds that beer in, like, literally 2 seconds. Just
Stone Cold style.
Just gets it in there. All right, now I'm ready to play. Nice. Finishes that one song, someone brings him another beer. Done, another one. As soon as he finishes, he goes, I need more beer. I'm like, oh, my gosh, man.
It's like hot outside, but that's not going to help with your dehydration.
See, all of this actually factors into why I wasn't at Pain in the Grass. Tawny and I are really, really trying to wagon up, man, big time.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I went to Pain in the Grass, I would be drinking and partying sack off all day.
Yeah, it was a great time.
And so we got, you know, when we got the invite to Kyle Gibney's wedding, we were like, you know what? Let's go do that. That'll be awesome. It'll be fun, and we won't have to worry about, you know.
Kyle's from Wyatt Only in the Wreckage.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything crazy happen while there?
No, man.
They rob the drummer, curse anybody out, and say, welcome to Seattle, mother effer?
No. It was all, of course, I was sitting at a table with our buddy Andy McHale, and they have a little house sound system for the wedding. And the first girl gets up to start talking, and every word is, Andy just looked at me, and he was like, Glenn, don't mix. And I'm like, I'm not going to do anything. And then she's like, I just wanted, I was out of my seat and headed.
I was saying, it's like Superman sitting at Clark Kent while a crime is being committed.
Stand it. And I got around and she, the way they had they have this little baby mixer and it had a little 5-band graph and everything above like 1.5 was slammed wide open. And I'm like, my God, no wonder why this. So I got him a mix dialed in. And then, of course, the mic cable that plugs into the little handheld mic was sketchy as hell. So anytime people were talking, there was this.
Just driving you insane.
Yeah, at one point, Kyle literally reached up and was holding the cord in place while other people were speaking. That's about the craziest thing. But I took a lot of fun ribbing for not being able to just stay seated and let that unfold. I was like, I couldn't take it, man.
I can fix this guy.
Like, I'm fixing this, you know. But we had a great time. It was really chill, really cool. And, that dude Morgan brought Lucille. He had that bat at the wedding. I sent you photos of Tawny with Lucille. And then,
I know. I just get this picture of Glenn sitting on.
I was on my knees.
On the sidewalk.
Getting ready to be Negan'd.
Yeah, getting ready to be Negan'd by Tawny.
It was awesome.
That was great.
I was like, wow. When you mentioned the maid of honor or one of the girls giving speech, all I think about, I love going to weddings because it's always, the maid of honor speech is always the worst. I always love, it's just, there's no structure to it. It ends with tears.
I told Sarah that he was a D-bag and he shouldn't do this. And you're telling me he had those cold sores and he stole and wrecked my car. And then that always wraps up with, but I'm so happy for you. And I'm like, woman.
Do we dare? I found on YouTube, worst maid of honor speech ever.
All right, I'm down. I'll get the editing ready.
All right.
I'm down.
It's only a minute 19, so I can't.
Well, I'm Sarah's best friend. I think I'm your maid of honor or something like that, right?
Oh boy, it's already off to a good start.
Weed week.
the description says somehow this maid of honor didn't know she was supposed to have a speech prepared.
Yeah,
but you know, I love Sarah. She's my best friend. She's
my family. Is she your best
friend? Who's that guy? Heckler. I love it, Heckler. Remember that time you two took turns blowing me? Wasn't that awesome? Hey, congratulations, brother.
I didn't practice, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I would be so happy.
Kyle's wedding was not like this at all. It was smooth and awesome and fun. Everyone was in a great mood. There was killer food.
People had speeches.
I got to meet his folks. It was honestly a really nice time that didn't involve me getting S-faced in the barbecue tent, which there's part. I really wish I had been at Pain in the Grass. I'm really glad I went to Kyle's wedding instead. There. How's that?
I love Ryan. I love Sarah. I love Addie. They're great people.
I love it when they take turns with me.
I love the open bar.
I love someone posted this.
I'm prepared. You know, me and Sarah have been friends for a really long time. I don't want to get wooshy-gooshy because I'll start crying.
Wooshy-gooshy?
Wooshy-gooshy.
No, I already started crying and it looked horrible. But I just want to say I'm very happy for Sarah and Ryan. I love Ryan like a bro.
No. Oh my God!
This isn't this bad though. This is just standard wedding fodder.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like someone not preparing anything.
Yeah, I've seen this a million times.
I can wing this, and you're like, you clearly cannot wing this.
Still, it's generally like these are people that are not good at public speaking, who aren't sure what to say, and it's always awkward. Yep. And, you know.
Let's go back to listening to wrestling songs.
No.
Now, if you came out and did a best man speech to this.
Oh, yeah. And then suplexed the groom. Were you at the Migs wedding? I thought he was already married. No. He was just the best man. Groom's still in the hospital. Rev consummated the marriage.
Made it happen. And now she's pregnant. Let's do our voicemails.
Baby came out with a beard. My bearded baby. Was it Rev, maybe?
Oh, Rev. Mixing it up.
The days when it rained, we sit around and check him out. It's Steve Mix that brought
See, Ziggy, Rev had it.
Skies.
Totally.
Listen to the messages. The messages all sorts of strange. The words and the voices aren't all the same. Steve Mix. Staying positive.
He sent a tweet that was just like, I'm sorry, I thought you guys lost it and I didn't know what's going on, so I sent them again.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we were all so confused when he sent us all those intros again.
I should mention, regarding anyone who has made the mistake of following me on Twitter, that I recently realized I've had a new phone for a couple months now. I've had it for some time. I remembered maybe I should check out Twitter about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got on there and it wanted my login and password because I'm on a new phone and I don't remember what it is. So I
press the forget password button.
Yeah, I just let it go, dude. I was like, I'll deal with
so
that later.
So use Facebook to talk to Glenn or else you will never hear back from him.
That is awesome.
I was thinking about it earlier when you were like, oh, I sent him a tweet and I'm like,
I'm going to just tweet Glenn all the time now.
I should confess to the fact that I never even bothered to log back into Twitter.
We're going
to
have really big conversations about the Migs.
Glenn, did you get
more.
The free money? What free money?
Exactly.
You should have been on Twitter, bro.
We tweeted at you. We're going to take you to Hawaii for free.
But you never responded, so we just had to go.
Steve was sitting there talking about, you know, I sent him this tweet, and in my internal dialogue was like, man, if it was like 1986 and a bunch of grown men were sitting around and one of them was like, oh, I sent that guy a tweet. You know, that person would just be chastised to hell and back and maybe even slapped.
Well,
you're an adult. What are you doing saying the word tweet? I sent him a tweet. He replied to my tweet.
If you look back at, like, the vocabulary 100 years ago, and the fact that like tarnation was a swear word. And I read about this because of Deadwood. And
so
the
if you said tarnation at the table,
that was that would get you a smack with a wooden spoon sort of thing.
Because when I watched Deadwood, and the only thing I gleaned from that was sea sucker.
And that they
pretty much every other word.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's how you want. Deadwood got my wife to say that word, and it's
tarnation.
No, sea sucker.
Oh.
She, like, we'll yell it because it's really funny in the house. And but no, yeah, like they didn't use the F word. They didn't use sea sucker. They used
tarnation.
Yeah, what we consider goofy at this point in time.
Yosemite Sam.
Well, yeah, who are you, Foghorn Leghorn?
I say.
I'm getting tired of you, boy.
Oh, we got a text at 253-271-4787. Guys, have you heard the Toby Keith song about marijuana?
Uh-oh.
No.
I haven't.
Tweet it to me, bro.
Hold on. Yeah, send us a tweet, please.
Who's entrance?
Oh, there it is. Just came in.
Is there a way for it to remember my password for me? Because as soon as I hit
auto-login.
The slightest, smallest roadblock, I went, through my
hands. Your phone totally has it.
It knows? Okay.
It's a smartphone for a reason.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, well, I guess I can't. Just threw my hands
up.
That's
just an excuse for you at that point, but it's a solid one. It works.
Do we dare try and listen to this Toby Keefe song about
We've already heard wrestling entrance music. It can't be worse.
It's called Wacky Tabacky.
Oh, geez, it might be.
How original and clever. Oh, it's Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath.
Oh, he's got a bus that says 420 on it.
Oh, sure he does.
Toby Keith is a country guy, right?
Sorta.
Yeah.
Says man.
Does he do the Red Solo Cup?
He made a pot song?
I don't know.
Wanda is a woman. She works down the hall. Shows up on time. She like balls to the wall. She went out to lunch with her high school friends. About 3 hours later, she come rolling back in. Well, the boss man really jumped her. Sonny wasn't joking. Everybody in the office knew one that had been smoking that wacky tobacco.
See, the thing is, he's serious, and people love this, and they're buying this record. And to me,
2.4 million people.
That's the kind of thing I would.
That's like
I would write that as a joke when I was 12.
That's achy breaky heart level of crap.
And there's a whole culture of people that think this is great and clever.
4 days ago, this video was released, already has 2.4 million views.
This makes me sad inside.
So is Toby Keith the I think, yeah, he is the Red Solo Cup.
You talk about just appealing to the lowest common denominator.
That was Red Solo Cup before, too, and we played the crap out of that.
That has 41 million views.
I should have gone into country. I still think
dude,
I should have been.
It worked for Darius Rucker. It worked for my dude who was in a goth band.
It worked for Aaron Lewis of Staind.
Yeah.
Either that or I've always thought maybe a good career path would be hype man. So basically, I don't do much but go, yeah, or what, every so often, and I collect huge amounts of money to stand in the background. What is this?
Have you ever heard Red Solo Cup?
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals.
Then we have to play it.
Sir, do not have a pair of
I hate this song, but it's worth torturing you. Sorry.
Same guy.
Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are.
It's like an 11-year-old entered a poetry contest. And grown people are giving money to.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. It's time to party.
Yeah.
I have really blown it. Well, that's the thing is I'd have to basically just sell my soul and not take myself seriously at all. And then I could go have fun playing music and make a lot of money. So maybe I shouldn't be so hard on this guy.
Still plenty of time to do that.
I know.
He's living the good life.
Oh, Tony would bury me in the desert.
I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit,
yucky.
It's like an 11-year-old entered a poetry contest.
His name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Is that what it is? Is it just that my IQ prevents me from being able to enjoy this?
Standards.
Is that a really hard, is that a mean thing to say about all the people that love it?
Let's have a party.
I don't know. I don't want to be mean to anyone. You know, it's lighthearted fine. And fun. It's lighthearted and fun. I guess I'm just not into lighthearted and fun.
That's the hardest part about it.
I mean, I don't listen to the Barney tapes either, you know. I love you. No, Robbie. You love me. No.
No, Baby Beluga or Banana Phone?
Baby Beluga?
Oh, man. You're missing out.
Don't you just smear that on a cracker and eat that and then drink
you
some
really
champagne?
You really should do children's songs.
And then snuff them.
I love you.
Yeah.
You love me.
Which is worse, this or Red Solo?
They're on the same level to me.
With a great big hug and a kiss from
And I don't want to upset all the people that like that Red Solo Cup song.
No, it's fine.
And I don't want to upset any of the six-year-olds that like Barney either. I just don't.
It's insane. It's insane.
I don't get it.
41 million people have watched that Red Solo Cup video. The unedited one. There's an edited one that probably has millions of other people. I think the unedited one says the word testicle. Yeah. Dude, there were t-shirts a couple of years ago when this was like the big hit
song.
This
guy made a fortune by basically, you know what?
A giant commercial for the Red Solo
Cup. I have no soul. I don't care about... I'm not in music for integrity. I'm in music for pure... What it is...
Party country.
It's pure entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'm an entertainer, and I don't care. That's what it is.
It's junk food.
It's junk food.
It's the same reason why reality is so amazing, and it's the same reason why I will happily eat all sorts of junk food, because it's good. It's not necessarily good for you, or it doesn't give you any benefit, but
I think I'll stick with my hard rock and my methamphetamine, I guess. I don't know.
Send out that tweet. Hot take.
So when we get done, will you show me how to make this thing, or can I figure it out on my own?
Why don't we check out a voicemail? You can leave us a voicemail, 253-271-4787.
Hey, guys. Hi. So it's Justin and Hannah.
What's up, buddy?
Coming home from a buddy's house, Carl.
What's up, buddy?
And we were discussing bands that should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, we got a lot of messages. 2000s.
Oh, nice.
Dude, we got a ton of texts.
Good.
Emails. And voicemails.
I still can't think of any.
All right. Well, there's one that I think we'll get to it, but I think we could all agree is a good pick.
And we went through a list of them, and the only band that we seemed kind of worthy that was monumental to us.
Toby Keith.
As children. Okay. Well, teenagers. Was, I guess, The Killers.
Huh.
The Killers, I guess. That's about it. All we got.
No, I wouldn't say We're The Killers now. Has it.
You know, if they kept going,
love you guys, stay positive.
Love you too.
The Killers.
It's sad.
The first two records by The Killers, I absolutely love, and then it just went down the crapper.
I haven't heard any of their stuff. Or didn't you subject me to some newer Killers song? You. Yeah, it was like I was being interrogated. Rude. I was willing to sign whatever you wanted me to sign.
Well, let's see. What are their biggest hits?
Mr. Brightside, Smile Like a Donut. I mean, Smile Like You Mean It.
It was some newer stuff.
Smile Like a Donut would be pretty cool.
That's how we used to sing it, because it's on Rock
Somebody
Band.
Somebody Told Me is probably
Somebody Told
hit.
Me.
So you might remember this one.
I've heard that song.
And it's fine. It's just not Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fine.
I mean, this album was a monster album.
It was really fun.
The next album was pretty popular. I love the next album, Sam's Town. But then after that, they haven't done anything worth a damn.
I didn't know they released any albums beyond that one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing
few.
Is Hall of Fame, I think, is about an artist that has a legacy of... You know, even Pearl Jam, their album sales dropped off remarkably after Vitalogy, but they have a legacy of successful albums, and they still tour the world.
And sell out everywhere.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, they've had some, you know, even the Who cover, or that Last Kiss, or, you know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's more than
I hate that Last Kiss song.
I hate it so much.
Me too, but...
And it's like their biggest hit, unfortunately.
Is it really?
One of their biggest hits of all time.
I guess it's why album sales,
as far as all those Toby Keith's fans wanted to tap into Pearl Jam, and that was their way in, I guess.
And it's funny, because I don't hate a single Pearl Jam song that they wrote, but that cover, I hate.
It's a cover, and I was like, why?
Just not
they
a
have
fan
so
of
many
it.
Other great songs.
I'm not a fan of it either.
Yeah.
They probably, I know for a fact, that particular single, I don't know what spawned them to do that song, but all of the proceeds went to a charity.
Okay.
So they were probably stoked that it took off the way it did.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to hate on them for that.
Oh, yeah. I will. Screw those guys. Oh,
I don't, when that song comes on the radio, I think it came on this morning on one of the four rock stations.
Oh, we played this morning. Mm-hmm.
And I literally went, really? And changed the channel.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for supporting
No problem.
Sure.
I do that to you guys. Good. You guys make me say really as frequently as every other radio station. Because I'm like, nice. Usually I'll get nice or really.
Let's have a party. Now you're going to listen to the whole song. I don't. Now come to the
I'm
going to
get my coffee. I stayed. It made him stop.
All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
Picture time.
Oh, this is from Pain and Aggression. We took the picture up on stage right before Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody so called cool. and left a voicemail of us doing our stage announcement.
Sweet.
Thank you, guys. So one more quick thing. Please make some noise for my good friend, Steve and Earl Hill.
Oh, the Steve from the Seaside?
Hey, guys, it's a fan seriously. It looks good, most of it. You guys sound spectacular from up here, man. Thank you, guys, for coming to Pain in the Grass. Thank you for making this successful every goddamn year. Here's one thing that always happens. I drop where the hell he is. Every year he won't drop the shirt. He wants everyone to sign my cup.
Oh, Mike Hawk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gets his T-shirt signed every year by everybody. Yeah. Anybody and everybody. And then he throws it out into the crowd at the end of the show. So that's what Thrill is talking about. He's also giving a Maid of Honor speech.
I love you so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, Corn. Let's do another voicemail.
Every day I go to work and I sit in my cubicle and there's this guy across. Our cubicles are like across from each other. And every single time I get up to go to the bathroom, this dude gets up and follows me. I don't know if we're like on the same pee cycle. I don't know if we're just I gotta stop and like, you know, hold it a little bit longer so that we're going opposite times. But every single time, without fail, this guy gets up and follows me into the bathroom. And I swear sometimes he's not even going to the bathroom. I think he's just standing next to me. I don't know what it is, but I just cannot stand this guy. I mean, every freaking time I go to the bathroom, second I stand up, I hear his chair back up as he's getting up to go with me.
Come on.
It's absolutely insane. I've never met another guy that goes to the bathroom with another guy as much as this guy does.
Fake him out.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, just get up and wander around the cubicle farm.
Or just get up and start to get up. And once you hear him like pull the chair out, sit back down.
Yeah, or go
just
to
see what
or
he
just
does.
Go home.
What makes, me wonder if that guy is so worried about being judged for going to the restroom that as soon as he, you know, like, why aren't you working? You go to the bathroom too often. You're not. So as soon as he hears someone else get up, he's like, cool, I'll go with him.
Right.
Because now I'm not going to get in trouble.
Take, yeah.
You know, because some offices, the pressure and stress in some offices is like that. For all you know, that guy's sitting there like, or even if he doesn't have to pee, he's just so desperate to get away from his desk.
Yeah.
Because I've worked in cubicle farms, and it's a psychological. I'm sorry for your job, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a PTSD. Yeah,
I want you to know, I'm sorry for what's happening to you right now.
It's so hard to get anything done.
It's just human beings aren't meant to
be meerkats. Poke your heads over the edge. Hey, what's going on, guys?
I worked in that environment for a while. And it was so
hard.
My substance abuse reached. You know, and then of course
incredible heights.
I gained a lot of weight too because I basically sat in a chair all day having my Anima drained.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the
and
thing:
dealing
now,
with idiots, Glenn, and then all I could think of to do when I got off work was drugs.
Nowadays,
I just wanted
to
die.
they have such technology as recumbent bikes that fit under your desk, so you can just pedal while you're just doing it the whole time.
So you can pretend that you're getting away, but you're not getting away.
They have this.
You can't escape.
They
have escape
this.
Now you're really a hamster on a wheel. I'm pedaling, but I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, you gotta have a cubicle with that water bottle at the stem and the little marble, and you nose it with your nose and
now
the little
you
water
don't
dribbles.
Have to
yeah,
leave
exactly.
Ever.
All right, we got a few people that wanted to chime in via text about the band that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's funny because each one is talking about the same band. A band that came out after the year 2000, Audioslave.
See, I'd buy that.
What about Audio Slave for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? We all know that Soundgarden and Rage will eventually be inducted, but I think Audio Slave should be inducted for what they've done together, apart from their previous works. Cheers, douches, Josh and Bothell.
Have any other super groups gotten into the Hall of Fame? Because I feel that that's cheating.
Oh, I don't think it's cheating at all.
I see your point, though.
Because it's like, sure, you've got
Is Blind Faith in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I have no idea.
It seems one of those.
I mean, even Cream was kind of a super group.
Did they make the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Because if they have, then I would be
they
like.
They put out great songs.
Yeah, but it's already
three great records.
It's like two established groups that they're just smushing together, and
if they get in before Rage or Soundgarden,
that would be a slap in the face.
Yeah, when that would piss off
everybody,
Soundgarden and Zach De La Roca
a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say everyone except for the rhythm section and guitarist of Rage Against the Machine would be like, "Party on, guys! Like,
sweet, we got our rings. Check out our rings, Zach. Don't you wish you were in this band?"
Yeah.
Another person saying Audio Slave as well. How about this one? Five Finger Death Punch and The Killers. I don't see Five Finger Death Punch ever. Never.
They have to stay together.
You know.
That would
well,
help.
Yeah, bless their hearts. Good God. But I don't. That's the thing is, you know, 30 years from now.
Yeah.
Could Five Finger Death Punch still be playing sold out arenas?
I don't think so.
I hate to be that guy, but even when we were on tour with them, and they were huge at the time, they were only Paramount level here in Seattle. And I think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, The Who and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And,
it's hard because listening to all this stuff, you know the bands that you love a lot. Like, yeah. I mean, I love Korn, but I don't necessarily think that they'll make the Hall of Fame.
See, I think Korn would be more than viable because of the length and the legacy of their career.
We're
talking five and six albums in, still going multi-platinum, even as the industry collapsed in on itself and multi-platinum was a thing of the past.
Still headlining big
they're
venues.
They're still headlining huge tours. And
maybe
they came out, though, Korn came out mid to late 90s. Am I wrong?
94. So,
So
I think they're going to make the Hall of Fame at some point.
I think that
would
that
be
makes
cool
sense.
As a fan of them. I just never really had that thought that they could.
Yeah, I think they absolutely. I mean, I think rock and roll is a pretty broad genre. I think Korn absolutely would be a shoe-in. But, you know, sadly, they came around in the early 90s to mid to late 90s, a really great time for rock and roll. Actually, the late 80s through the 90s, a really great time for rock and roll and metal. Like Metallica's a rock and roll Hall of Fame band. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I absolutely think Korn could and should end up in there.
Got a tweet. From Adam.
What's that sound?
It's Glenn not being able to log in.
We got a tweet.
I'm pulling a Wesley Snipes IRS thing. I choose not to participate in your social experiment.
I don't know why that's so funny. I don't know why.
From really Adam.
You know why it's funny, man. You do.
Adam says, possible Hall of Fame post-2000s rock bands, Maroon 5, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Shinedown, and The Killers.
Hi, I'm Carly Kloss.
Hi, Carly.
Okay, I would say.
What just happened there?
How many?
The mushrooms.
I remember Shinedown. I liked their first record. They really kind of lost me since then. But
Sound of Madness is a great.
They're
record.
Now what? Mm-hmm. Three or four albums in, or are they four or five? And they're all big albums.
Five, I think.
Okay, so they've had five big albums.
Big,
I think they could end up.
Well, their big album started around album three. Their first two records were marginal popular. And then they had the one with Second Chance, the white record, with, I think it's called The Sound of Madness or whatever it may be. And that one was huge.
I could see them. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that band, but I could see if they continue a legacy of.
They have powerful, memorable songs.
Yeah, really good songs. But then, of course, you know, a few more big albums followed by, you know, continued worldwide popularity.
Strippers dance to their music. I feel like that has to do something.
Well, Def Leppard's not in the Hall of Fame, are they?
They should be. I actually do think that I'm not a Def Leppard fan, but I mean, how do you not put
them I kind of think that.
Yeah, I don't want to go
that.
Out on a limb here, but maybe Def Leppard.
All right, simmer down on your hysteria.
I'm sorry. I'm not a big Def Leppard fan either. What's that sound?
That's the Twitter sound.
What is that?
Tweet. I like the other tweet better.
Thanks
though.
For that, Steve.
It's from Here For Man, just to kind of remind
My
you.
My phone doesn't do that. It was asking me a bunch of technical questions, man. Let's see here. What does Twitter say? when I go to this blue screen with that annoying little, please enter password for at Glenn Windowpane. And I don't know what the password is. There is an icon that says clearly forgot password.
So you should probably click that.
Which I didn't bother to touch.
Yeah, hit that. It'll email you. It'll email you a new code. And then
you are like my wife, you knob. Like, these things are like... at Pain in the Grass, me and my wife get separated because we're doing our things and we've got the party. We're fine. We're back together.
Okay, good.
But she's just like, so where are you at? And I tell her exactly where we're at because it was the party that we had.
Did you text her or were you tweeting each other?
We were texting and I told her where we were and she's like, well, you're not where I am right now. And I was like, check the map. She's like, I don't want to check the map. I was like, you have all of the tools in front of you to complete your task and yet you're being confused by the directions I'm giving you. If you would have just given me the... Ah.
Well, I didn't realize you were jigsawing your relationship.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a game, Michelle?
You want to play a game?
Let's see.
Read a damn map.
Weighing in on what bands in the 2000s should be in the Hall of Fame, I honestly think Our Last Night will get there. They have a great metal sound. Their original stuff. Yeah, I don't even know who that Our Last Night is.
Well, cool. Good.
But hope for the best for them.
Cheers for supporting them, actually. That's rad. Yeah. You're supporting some band we don't know.
The tweet.
That's rad.
I got to say, I'm not a Maroon 5 fan. But I would imagine they're going to be in the Hall of Fame. They keep putting out hits.
They have been around for a minute, and they do put out cool stuff.
Lots of hits.
Actually, that Slash record where he had all the different singles, the one that the guy from Maroon 5 sang was rad. Yeah, that guy's a hell of a singer.
Dude's great pipes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Another person says Royal Thunder. Okay, now are we just recommending bands that no one's ever heard of?
Yeah, if that's
people, you'll get down to my tweet and it'll be like Windowpane. Yeah. people are just recommending their own bands.
Super cool, heavy stoner rock with powerful female. Actually, it sounds kind of awesome. Powerful female vocalist. Huh. Crooked Doors is an amazing record.
If you like that kind of music, I would say immediately go purchase Nebula.
Nebula?
Go buy a Nebula album.
Oh.
They're one of the best, I would, stoner rock bands. But yeah, really cool. Really good stuff.
I want to hear what Royal Thunder's all about.
Yeah, right?
You don't want to check out Nebula?
No,
we know what to do with the listeners, man.
Email or text us.
Yeah, why don't you tweet it to us, Glenn? Tweet us links and we'll listen to them.
I will fold my arms and say no in protest.
So this song is called April Showers by this band that the person sent me.
Featuring R. Kelly.
Royal Thunder.
No.
I'm going to skip a little ahead.
That's cool.
I like this.
Me too.
Let's see. Time Machine's the other one they said. I'm going to check these guys out later.
Cool.
What was that band name again?
They're called The Rev Sucks.
That's rude.
Royal Thunder.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Royal Thunder.
Royal Thunder.
Oh, man. There's so many different ones. First Tenacious D record dropped in 2001. That's some total...
See, I would love to see those guys get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That kind of marks the end of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at that point, right?
No! I think it would be great, though.
That's from Ziggy.
Well, plus, if they got in, it would be easier for them to obtain the pick of destiny. So
there you go.
We want to get them in for that reason specifically.
That movie, I mean...
It's a fine film.
It's great as long as you're really, 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 really stoned.
I don't smoke weed. I've seen it 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I just lay there and enjoy it.
All right, then.
Do we need to... I mean, there's so many. There's so many messages about all these. It's just insane.
If there's someone that, like, stands out to you, that you feel...
That requires me to read these ahead of time. Avenged Sevenfold's come up a couple times. Casey Elephant.
You know what? Avenged Sevenfold, while I'm not a huge fan of the band, I could see that happening.
They weren't around before 2000?
No.
I think 2001.
Wow. I guess it was 16
years ago. I could see Avenged Sevenfold.
Seeing them live at the Gorge.
That's a good call.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Pain in the Grass.
Yeah.
Well, they have a huge worldwide following. They are putting out consistently good albums. Like I said, I'm not a big fan.
Right. And Shadows is amazing. I was able to interview him once, and he was just the coolest guy. Like, super cool.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I thank God that they're out there because they can play and they're killer. A lot of it with that band is a lot of what knocks me back on even right back to the Kobe T. Or what's his name? Kobe Teeth.
Kobe Teeth.
Kobe Teeth.
Yeah. That's what I call it from now on. Hey, Kobe Teeth.
Kobe Teeth.
Come on over here.
You had that red Solo cup and that wacky tobacco.
Let me show you something. What the hell was I talking about?
I don't know.
You're talking about
Kobe Teeth. No, it's the lyrics. Some of the lyrics. The early stuff weren't that bad, but even that Hail to the King song lyrically, I'm like, dude. Really?
See, I never even.
That's what pushes. That's why I don't like Nickelback.
Oh, see, that's
why I don't like a lot of stuff. The lyrical content is so bad that I'm like, dude, I'm not seven. Did you write this with a crayon?
And that's why I like Avenged Sevenfold, especially Hail to the King, because it's got a sort of medieval Ren Fair sort of kids playing.
You can go Ren Fair without being silly,
but it's fun being that silly with that.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it, Rev?
Yes. Yes. As I'm sad, children roam the streets, now orphans of war. Bodies hanging in the streets to a door. This is like 7th grade D&D groups doing stuff.
That's my thing with it. It's 7th grade.
But it's great. Night to the night. Night. Death is
riding in the town with armor. This makes me want to just thrust my hips. Take all your rights.
And this is probably why Toby Keith fans don't like
Kobe Teeth.
Sevenfold stuff. Kobe Teeth.
Kobe Teeth.
Or how about this? One of the guys that suggested a bunch of stuff, wrote some nice stuff as well. Thanks, fellow State Pods. And then he says, P.S. I want to thank all three of you for doing what you do. I've emailed a few times, but it's now been a few years, and a lot has changed since then. I started a new project called Unresolved Podcast back in 2015 on a whim, expecting to get very little success, but now I've managed to garner tens of thousands of listeners.
Nice.
And I'm looking to make the podcast a job. Migs, you've been one of my main inspirations. I've been a fan of yours for as long as I can remember, so thanks for all you do. You may just think of yourself as a goofy radio guy, but you've been a hero of mine since I was a teenager.
Yeah, yeah. That's killer,
right,
man.
Glenn, remember that.
That's right. I hadn't forgotten, man.
Well, I just wanted to remember.
That's why me and Kobe Teeth got together and wrote a song called
Yeah, yeah.
Light Green Migs Cup.
This guy.
We wrote the lyrics in crayon to keep it real.
Marshall texted us and said, "I'm writing this morning of the podcast. I'm not entirely sure if I'm texting the right number." Well, you are because I'm writing.
Congratulations, brother! You've done something I can't do.
That would suck if it didn't.
It's like rando getting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it's like
his
what the
grandmother
hell?
Gets it.
He says, "If you guys find it, thank you for all the funny and free advice. You guys are great. I've gotten to talk with the Rev a couple times at Qdoba."
Oh yeah, Marshall, he's awesome.
Nice.
And almost ate shrimp with a dirty fork. Glenn, you've been an amazing addition.
Is that a sex joke?
Yeah, what happened?
That's a sex thing.
We had some samples of the fire-roasted shrimp out there.
Did you guys share one fork?
No, there was a bunch of forks, but then there was also a receptacle for the used forks, and so he almost grabbed from the used fork pile. Luckily, the street teamers noticed and stopped him before it happened, but yeah.
That's how cold sores spread, brother.
It's not a sex move, but it could have ended up in cold sores.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I hung out with the Rev, and he gave me the dirty fork.
That's what I'm saying, spicy shrimp with a dirty fork.
Glenn, you've been an amazing addition to the podcast. I love what you're bringing with the music and the stories. I hope all is going well for you. Steve, I love your positivity and enthusiasm about everything you do. F you, man.
Actually, it's all a lie, dude. Steve is a gray-skinned hater of all things.
Once the mics are off, I yell at everyone.
He's this miserable, salty shell of a man.
Go F yourselves. He says, I'd love to come sit on the podcast sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
come on up.
He's also... I friended Wyatt on Facebook because I love his music, and looking at his info, it turns out that we both grew up in Bothell, and we both went to Bothell High. My wife is also pretty sure he was in a band with one of her friends from high school. Anyway, I better take off, and by that, I mean stop texting, so stay positive. Hey, it's Marshall again. I reread my text after I sent it. Please excuse the spelling errors and no punctuation later. I didn't even notice any spelling
errors.
It's
2017. Thanks for,
you know.
You
read that great, Steve.
As a guy, that uses semicolons in text, I mean, I really will.
Yeah.
I respect the fact that he was like, sorry about all that. You know?
Avenged Sevenfold came up again.
Oh. I'd buy that. I'm with that.
Yeah.
I really am.
That's a good one. We found one.
Yeah, sevenfold. Well, Audioslave's debatable because it's a supergroup, but I would say 5. Sevenfold. And Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah, Maroon 5. Yeah,
Maroon 5.
I would believe that, yeah.
Dude, we are getting, though, a lot of the Killers come up a lot. I don't necessarily agree.
What about Kobe Teeth?
Kobe Teeth
is anyone thinking Solo Cup is Grammy worthy? I mean,
No.
Brett writes us and says, "What's up, guys? Longtime listener. Your show rocks every Tuesday. Makes my day a little better. I've been a fan of the Seattle music scene since I was a teenager, going to Point One, Tempered Cast, Ooh. And Hate Fist oh, shows. Man. What do you guys have for suggestions of local bands that I should check out? And when it comes to the cowboy hats, there's studies that show that the toilet seat covers are actually dirtier or don't do any good in terms of preventing germ spread. So dealing with the cowboy hats is pointless."
We just learned that
just
those...
Just polish it with paper and plant your backside, brother. You don't want to fiddle around that thing.
I still like putting them on.
Apparently those toilet seat covers are good for removing oil from your face.
As blotters.
Yeah.
People are using them as... That's why I have a very oily ass. That's why I use it.
Instinctively, I don't want to put that anywhere near my face, but the truth is it's in a little dispenser and it's sealed and safe.
Right.
But I just I associate that with fecal matter. So
another event.
Fecal Matters.
That'll be our alternate band name for Bruiser Birdie. Avenged Sevenfold came up again. Their first album came out in 2002, even though they were formed in 1999. Does that count? Yep. It's all based on when the first record came out. What about Arctic Monkeys?
No.
Maybe they have potential.
They have one song, and there's a slow version of it and a fast version of it.
Yeah.
No, but their rock song is the same riff. It's just... I liked that when it first came out. I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, after about the eighth time I heard it, I was like, okay, put a dirty Qdoba fork in my eye. And then they released a new rock song, and I'm like, that's the same riff over a faster drum beat. Arctic Monkeys, I'm going to turn up the cooler, and we're just going to put them to sleep.
Also, Glenn, you freaking killed it at the Showbox. Well done.
Thanks, man.
One more email. I love historical music talk. This is Aaron from Monroe. Did some research into hard rock bands and how long it took for them to get into the Hall of Fame. Historically, heavy bands have a harder time, and not many have gotten right in on their 25th year. Aerosmith, it took till the 28th year. AC/DC, 26th, so they had to wait an extra year. ZZ Top, 33. Leonard Skinner, 33. Van Halen, 29. In my quick research, the only heavy band to make it right at 25 was Nirvana. I think Pearl Jam as well, come to think of it. To the original question of which heavy band starting in 2000, the only one I could think of, Mastodon. They have the landmark album of Leviathan and a massive respect among their peers. I just don't know if they'll retain the popularity to ever make it, much less 30 years.
Yeah, that'd be the thing. It's the timeline, right? Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, that's... Mastodon.
There are some really cool bands that have come out post-2000.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool. Like, one of my favorite bands is Big Wreck, and they're, you know, a Canadian band that no one's ever heard of. I think we talked about that. But, yeah, it's that whole legacy of 25 years later still doing it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. So our front runners were of Sevenfold. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say Avenged Sevenfold, Audioslave were on the fence.
Because of the supergroup factor.
I'm not, but you guys are. That's fine.
Yeah,
you guys
hate
Audioslave.
Rev tweeted me about it, but I wasn't able to access it. I'm having password issues.
You just click the button.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there.
Go get it.
Oh, it's Kobe on. Kobe Teeth. He's tweeting me some new lyrics.
And then even though they're not a heavy rock band, Maroon 5.
Yeah, Maroon 5
is a very safe bet. Yeah, absolutely. That so one, that's... Yeah. That's some of the stuff.
Well, check in with us in about another 15 years, boys and girls.
Yep.
Do you realize that for 25 years for a band that started in 2000 is only 7 years away?
Wow.
8 years away?
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. It's not that far.
Huh.
It's closer than it is far, man. You're old.
Yeah.
Me too.
Everything hurts.
Yeah. Let's check out another voicemail. And then again, you can leave us a voicemail, 253-271-4787.
Okay, I have something to vent about.
She sounds like she's in a hot echo chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in the dungeon.
She's hot and wet in an audio sense.
Moist.
She must be listening to Kobe Teeth.
With people not turning the volume off on their phones when they're texting, it's a constant annoyance. It's just like... Click, 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 click. You know, and I don't even get the benefit keyboard, of hearing a conversation or seeing what they're typing. It's just a nonsense clicking sound that, do they think that we can't hear it? Like, are they completely oblivious to everyone around them? Just put your phone on silent. It's unbelievable.
My wife actually made fun of me because I forgot to take mine off on that. You can almost hear it. You can almost hear it, guys.
Sorry, honey. I can't make my phone loud enough to irritate you.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't even know where I
turned it off and I never looked back.
So I don't even know how to turn it back on. I was going to do that to be Captain Funny Guy. It's probably in the sounds, huh?
That sounds like that same girl. Do I recognize her voice or am I
just... Yeah, this one, she was like in a water cooler or something.
But she's
like
always
that,
upset. But... There's always something that's bugging her, which we always appreciate the grinds my gears. Thanks for calling in.
And she sounds hot.
But yeah. Oh, yes.
It's not that loud.
No, it's not at all.
No, it's not. But it's loud enough to just grind her gears, dude. She can't take it.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I was just kissing her.
Wow.
Making her feel better. Rev, I'm tired, man.
I can tell.
I'm not thinking clearly. I'm running on fumes. I'm running out of steam.
Notice that.
Let's check out another voicemail.
On the way to work, and the thing that drives me insane is people who bring...
Whoa, pause for a minute, and let's discuss the gasps of air. Hey, Steve.
I know.
And the thing that drives me insane is...
Whoa.
Did you have the hiccups?
Slow it down, lady.
Damn.
Slow it down.
All right. Okay.
All right, let's find out what drives her nuts besides the fact
I wonder if she'll lose consciousness mid-message.
Right?
Besides her breathing issues.
I'd love to hear that.
And the thing that drives me insane is people who bring stinky food to work. It stinks up the entire office. It's completely unacceptable. I mean, I couldn't even get the smell off my clothes.
Wow, what were they eating?
Well, tuna.
It was like death curry or something.
No, tuna and popcorn.
God, yes. People who microwave tuna in an office are evil.
Why would you microwave tuna?
Because they're evil.
Yeah, ask some of our health-conscious fellow coworkers.
Well, we can't really do that anymore.
Oh, that's right. She's not here anymore.
Oh, did she hook up with Kobe Teeth and now she's gone? She's off somewhere drinking out of a red Solo cup, writing for Barney.
Oh, tweeting us.
I can't see the message.
Yeah, she's muted. It's fine.
No, really? Is hot tuna a thing?
Tuna casserole. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Okay, tuna casserole. I get it. Because I'm thinking of all the ways I enjoy everything from just like
tuna melt.
Sushi. Oh, okay,
chicken
tuna
salad,
melt.
Or tuna salad or chicken salad.
Yeah, but you don't eat a hot salad.
No.
But you can...
No, I'm listing things that are cold as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken of the sea, baby.
Wait, is it chicken? Does it come from the sea?
I don't understand.
Here's got a couple
list
more
of things that are cold.
Hey.
Your future.
So, I just moved to Oregon.
Sorry.
You know how excited I am to not pump my own gas? Freaking awesome.
You feel like you're rich.
Make sure, my friend, that they don't lose your gas cap, because it'll happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. Harris, it happened to us so many times when Windowpane would travel through Oregon, that the last time it happened, Mark Harris went to war with this gas station. He called and bawled out some poor manager.
No.
And then he made them mail him the gas cap. And he called twice a week, I still haven't got my gas cap
that
yet.
That is so funny.
He went to war. He
Man
went
on a mission.
Well, I think we had lost, Windowpane had lost like four gas caps.
And, of course, and he had it.
After the fourth one, Harris snapped.
That's so funny.
This poor kid probably got fired. Mark was like, you let that chim-chim come out. I can pump my own. What's wrong with you people? Job's my backside. I mean, this whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And he made them mail him the gas
cap.
I'm like, Mark, I'll just buy one. He's like, it's not the point.
It's the principle of the matter.
You know how that
is.
Yeah,
dude.
So, I just moved to Oregon.
I'm trying to hear it again.
Keep your eyes on your gas cap, Bubba.
How excited I am to not pump my own gas.
He doesn't sound that excited.
But I think that's the point.
He sounds a bit tired.
Ken and Justin update.
Oh.
We are at Tool at the Gorge. It is amazing. We're on a party bus. Tool's going to be on in maybe half an hour. Oh, my God. Tool. Party bus. Amazing. I'll let you guys know how it ends.
Hey, so I just moved to Oregon. You know how excited I am to
excited.
Not pump my own gas? Freaking awesome.
That guy actually co-wrote most of Kobe
T's love that
hits.
Guy.
Freaking awesome. I love it.
Hannah and Justin update. Oh. Justin and Hannah here. Another concert update. We're heading back. We're on the party bus. Carl's driving.
Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Damn it, Carl.
Yep. The concert was amazing. Tool was awesome. So many people. So awesome.
I had tickets for that.
I love you guys.
And didn't go.
Same here.
I had tickets and didn't go.
I couldn't. I just couldn't see myself driving out there. I mean, I love
wanted
Tool.
To.
I love the Gorge. It's just... I've done it a couple times. I'm like, I'm kind of
Tawny
cool.
and I are trying to kind of pull back on the partying, and that was the thing. It's like, we are going to be trapped. yep. at a giant party
yep.
mm-hmm.
all day.
All day.
All night.
And we were going to take the RV, and it's like, you know, while it was like, we'll get to see everyone we love, and that would have been part of it, but then we were like, we will be trapped at a giant party.
Oh, yeah.
With an RV that is just basically, at that point, party central.
Yeah, it is a rolling party. Yeah. yeah so we...
No, that was a good call.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
The sobriety.
Looked awesome, though. The videos look
sobriety's
incredible.
Sobriety's a bit on the boring side, you know?
Well, that's how that
that
works,
said, my my boggle and Yahtzee skills have improved.
I have ways that could excite you. Awesome things that you could do.
Excuse me?
Do they involve a solo cup?
Hey!
They involve going to Portland.
So,
what's in Portland?
I just moved to Oregon. You know how excited I am to not pump my own gas?
Oh, man.
Freaking awesome.
Keep your eyes on your gas cap, Bubba. I'm telling you.
I've never had that.
Freaking
living
awesome.
Living in Jersey and traveling through Oregon, I've never lost.
I think it was a Mark Harris thing.
A gas cap. Okay.
I think they saw yeah. him and Mark was like, I can pump my own gas. And the guy was probably so put off by Harris's behavior. Because, you know, Mark's never, you know, upset anyone ever.
Sure.
So probably so, that's why it went down. Because I've never experienced it personally either, but I'm... cordial.
No, I did hear that that experience though is
freaking awesome.
Play his whole voicemail again.
Hey, so
I love this voicemail.
I just moved to Oregon. You know how excited I am to not pump my own gas.
We do now. My wife would
freaking
love
awesome.
Freaking awesome. My wife would love living in Oregon for that reason.
That guy is so far down on 33 1/3 that he actually stabbed every syllable in the word excited.
Yeah.
Did you catch that? He went excited.
Yeah, excited.
You know what I mean? It's like he was studying syllables in English class.
I just moved to Oregon. You know how excited I am.
Very articulate.
I'm on these new anti-anxiety meds.
Love that guy.
We love you, bro. Please call again.
Yes, keep
so much.
Keep us up. Whenever you get guests, let us
tell
know
us
how it's
more
going.
About. Tell us more about the lovely state of Oregon, please. We want to know more about Oregon.
Every part you're excited for.
Teach us Oregonese.
Oregonese.
We are Oregonese, if you please.
Wow.
We are Oregonese, if you don't. Please.
It's freaking awesome.
Hi, guys. It's Mama.
Mama.
And I called to wish you all a very happy Father's Day.
No.
None of
and
us are dads.
You're not a father.
I have a cat.
I still
you have a cat. I have a dog.
Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's right. I am the dad.
You have a father. So I still wish you a Father's
Poor
Day.
Poor soul.
I love you, thinking about you, and... hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, Mama.
Sending tweets.
I think that's all of our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages.
Wow.
That was freaking awesome.
Oops.
Oh, hey, premature.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
You got to make stool rev? What's going on there, man?
No.
I was going to tell a story. You got to tell a story.
Yeah, yeah, I was moving
stuff. What's going on,
remember that one time Rev was in a hurry to wrap up the show?
No, I wasn't. I swear. Just click. Damn it.
Hey. So, I just moved to Oregon. You know how excited I am to not pump my own gas?
How?
Freaking awesome.
That's right. You know what else is freaking awesome?
Huh.
Let's see if I can find it. It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to take more than a minute. Yep, maybe. Tweet, tweet, tweet. There you go.
Make them feel like they're on cloud nine. Just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
He was the heartbreak kid.
He's not your boy toy. He's just a sexy boy. Boy.
I'm not your boy toy. Eat your heart out, girl.
Oh, Glenn, can you play the guitar like that?
Eat your heart out, girl.
No.
No.
That's a good guitar solo.
Sounds like it was done on a keyboard. What an amazing tone.
How do you do a guitar solo on a keyboard?
With the electric guitar patch. It sounds about like that.
He's got the moves. That really move him.
I said, chill. Up and down their spine. I'm just
sends chills up and down their spine, Rev. He's just a sexy boy. It's not your boy toy.
Not mine.
Nope. Glenn, what are you writing over there?
I don't know, man. Every time I would tap the desk, someone's notes would pop up, so I added a note to their notes.
Oh, no.
And what did you write?
I
make them
hot. I wrote, so it says sit-ins 627-17, Jen adult and Kate kid. They are mother and daughter. Never been in, never met anyone on the show. Jen won the sit-in at a charity auction at Children's Hospital. A prison knife made from human excrement and dried toilet paper is known as a poop shiv and or S shank.
Jesus.
That's what I added, man. Wow. Oh, Steve just put his head in his hands.
Yeah, you guys are tired.
Have you ever heard about the it's an I think it's an urban legend, but it may have happened because this guy kept getting put in solitary. You've never heard of a poo shiv, dude?
I've heard of a poo shiv. Yeah. I thought it was urban legend.
Well, they made a knife out of a poop?
Well, so the guy, he kept getting in solitary. He had a problem with this one particular guard. This may be urban legend. But basically,
I'm going to pretend that it's real.
Using a turd and toilet paper, he worked that and kind of created like what I'll call a pooper mache.
Okay.
And then once he had that pooper mache, he filed that into a point.
Pooper mache.
Yeah, you're putting it together. And then when the guard came to get him out, he stabbed the hell out of this guy with his poop shiv or S shank. And, you know, which is bad because the risk of infection when you're stabbed with a turd is obviously high.
Oh, yeah, very high, yeah.
You're going to need to invest in Bactine. You want to buy as many shares as possible. But
I think I want to die if I get stabbed by a poop shiv.
A poop shiv?
Yeah, I think, you know what, I might as well just go.
Or it's a shame that we have to self-censor mm-hmm. because saying S-shank properly is just, it fills my heart with joy. That's what I'll do is I'll write a Kobe Teeth-style song about the poop shiv or the S-shank.
Wow.
I'm never going to call him anything else.
I've seen you in yellow, but only you red.
Yuck. And I took a turd and I sharpened it to a point. It's a dried out but fragile, but I used it to make a point. Stabbed that guard with my ass shank.
Red Solo cup, you're more than just plastic.
The poop shiv, you're more than just a way to hurt someone.
And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo cup, you're not just a cup.
No. God, no.
Yeah. You're my friend.
Because you
thanks for dumbing America down, Kobe. Mr. Teeth.
Let's get out of here.
All right. There we go. Now it's time.
Poop shiv.
Poop shiv. That's going to be the name of today's episode.
Poop shiv. Really confused.
You've never
everyone.
Heard that? You had your head in your hands
no, I
the whole
heard
time
that.
I was
I've
talking.
Never, I've never heard of somebody getting killed by a poop shiv.
I don't think it killed him. It just.
It should have.
It very well could have.
Did the shiv break inside of him, I wonder?
That'd be bad. I wonder if it's possible. I mean, I don't want to experiment with it personally. But, you know, apparently if you take the turd and some water and toilet paper, you can create
pooper mache.
Pooper mache.
Yeah, we figured this out.
We have a new Migs Cast challenge. If anyone can make a volcano or a poop shiv out of their own excrement, you won't
don't.
Win anything.
Yeah, please
hey,
don't.
Like, if don't. You can fabricate a poop shiv, we'll let you stab Steve with it.
Yes. Wait. No. For that, you get this.
My friend. Red Solo cup.
Glenn, when's your band playing? You got to tell us while you listen to the song.
Make America great again!
MAGA!
Let's have a party!
Is that July 15th?
I love you.
Jazz July Bones. 15th at Jazz Bones! Come see Window Pane, Mom's Rocket, and Antihero. And then we're flying back to Maryland to play the Western Maryland band Blitz.
You can come hang out with me this Thursday night and Friday night over at Defy Wrestling. Go to defywrestling.com. This Thursday at the Temple Theater in Tacoma, that's all ages. Friday night it's at Washington Hall in Seattle, and that's 21 and up. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Steve is looking kind of Garfield-esque. Are you seeing that?
Oh, yeah, I'm hitting a wall.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm done.
You want to come to work with me? I'm going to work after this.
No.
Come on, man.
I'm starting to hallucinate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's super messed up is you've been hallucinating. We haven't even started tracking this episode yet.
Rev, when are we going to start the
We're just
the
getting
show?
Ready to get started.
What is happening? Where? Oh, there's Carrot Top. That makes sense to have him in the music video.
What?
Yep. Wow. All right, well, thank you, and stay positive.
Hey, good luck out there, everyone.
Of course, it ends right at the exact same spot where it's supposed to end. That's just great. Yep. All right.